I'm Katie Gilkey with Colorado Ag Today. Bee pollinators contribute more than $2 billion in revenue from vegetable, fruit, and nut production in the U.S. To gain a better understanding of current honeybee health in Colorado, Colorado Department of Agriculture has taken part in the National Honeybee Health Survey for the last 3 years. Laura Potworth, CDA Division of Plant Industries Apiary Program Manager, explains.
The more we do this, the better our data becomes. It gives us a better window into what's going on with managed bees. So we're seeing number of varroa mite, which is a parasitic mite that's high in both our commercial and our hobby apiaries, as well as a few other diseases, but it's varroa mite that we think is the most important, and that is also true nationally as well. So this parasitic mite feeds on the blood or the hemolymphs of the bee, and it also transmits or spread virus diseases to the honeybees too.
Approximately one-third of the apiaries surveyed were hobby apiaries. She continues.
The fact that a lot of hobby beekeepers may not be applying controls for varroa mite is this maybe a big reason why colonies are collapsing or struggling.
She adds that CDA is trying to increase the number of hobby beekeepers to participate in this annual survey. That's Colorado Ag Today.
I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.